So we'll kick off. Hi everyone, my name is Kevin Latz. This is Kira Loftus. We're network software engineers out of Intel in Janin, which is hidden away in the west of Ireland. Today we're going to mix some Kool-Aids and hope things go quicker in the internet then. So most of you probably know what DPDK and FXDP are. For those of you who don't, we'll do a quick introduction. So DPDK is a set of user space libraries and drivers. They aim to accelerate packet processing workloads, and they run on a variety of CPU architectures. Some important things to remember for this talk is that DPDK supports many different PMDs. They're usually device-specific, and DPDK has its own memory management system. AFXDP is a kernel-based address family optimized for high performance packet processing. AFXDP has its own sockets in order to move packets from kernel space to user space, and it uses the in-kernel fast path, so it bypasses the network stack in order to move those packets quickly. So if we take a closer look at a simplified diagram of the traditional DPDK model, down the bottom in kernel space we have DPDK-specific kernel modules. They interact with the NICs and expose them to user space. In user space, then we have all of our DPDK PMDs and our applications, and they work together in order to do whatever wonderful things you want to do with your packets. The aim of this work was to introduce and use the new DPDK AFXDP PMD, and then that will directly talk to your NIC driver so you can still use all of your usual kernel tools that you like using, like ifconfig and so on. So the goal of this work was to have all DPDK applications working out of the box with the new AFXDP PMD. And of course, it should do so with good performance. The performance we were aiming for was close to or on par with the kernel sample app XDP SOC. The challenge with this was that frameworks like DPDK have their own memory management, as said. These come with constraints and assumptions of their own. DPDK specifically, we have a discrepancy between the DPDK and the AFXDP buffer alignment. So this prevents us from mapping DPDK memory buffers directly to AFXDP UMEMs. And in order to do this mapping, we needed to do some extra work and complexity, which negatively impacts performance.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about how both AFXDP and DPDK lay out their memory for packet handling. I'll talk about the differences between the two and why those differences pose the integration challenges, which Kevin just touched on there. So AFXDP, it's got this concept of a UMEM or user memory. And it's essentially an area of memory allocated by the user for packet data. The UMEM, it's split up into equal-sized chunks, with each chunk being used to hold data from a particular packet. And how it's used is, for instance, on the receive path, the kernel will place packet data into a chunk for the user space process to retrieve. And in our case, our user space process is DPDK. And on the transmit path, the user space process places packet data into a chunk for the kernel NIC driver to transmit. And prior to kernel 5.4, this